Khalil Awada says his body feels like it's devouring itself. The 40-year-old has been on a hunger strike since March. He now weighs 38 kilograms. A team of doctors says he could die at any moment.
I demand to be released after all this suffering. My hunger strike is like the bleeding of a long injury that's lasted for almost half a year.
Awada is protesting his detainment without charge since December. He's a member of the armed group Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Earlier this month, Israel conducted a three-day operation in Gaza, targeting its senior leadership. The group lobbied for Awada's release during ceasefire negotiations. He has spent almost 13 years of his life behind bars. Half of that time, he says, he was never charged. He refuses to end his hunger strike until he's reunited with his family.
Freedom is more valuable than anything else, and dignity above everything. We are a nation that will not be defeated. God willing, we will get our victory, or we will die.
Awada is part of a long list of Palestinian prisoners who use hunger strikes as a weapon to fight what the Israeli military calls administrative detention. More than 700 Palestinians are being held in Israeli prisons without charge. Three are children, according to the Palestinian Prisoner Society. The Israeli military detains people using classified evidence with the goal of preventing crimes from being committed. Awada's four young daughters recently had a video call with their father. It was the first time they'd seen or spoken to him in more than 8 months. Afterwards, they cried and told their mother he wasn't the Baba they knew.
There are many prisoners who have been through this experience, and in the end, they were victorious. Khalil, with his will and determination, will be victorious.
Despite Awada's critical health condition, his family haven't been able to visit him in the hospital. They've been prevented from crossing into Israel. Natasha Ganane, Al Jazeera, near Tel Aviv.